The 87th Academy Awards happens Sunday night. Many would consider winning an Oscar to be the pinnacle of success for an actor. But what of the Oscar curse? Does winning that little gold man bring misfortune?
Yes and no. There's a curse, but it's not the curse we normally think it is.
That's Michael Jensen. He's a strategy professor at the Ross School of Business at U of M. Jensen studied actors who played lead roles in over 1,000 top commercial films from 1930 to 2005. And he found, yes, there is a curse, not career, but rather the winners' love lives, especially the men.
What we found in our studies is that male actors are more likely to divorce after being nominated or winning an Oscar compared to not being nominated at all. So there is a real Oscar curse, but the Oscar curse is personal, not professional.
I'm kind of curious why it is that the men are more likely to divorce than the women.
So I think that there are two things at stake here. If you win the Oscar, you suddenly move up in a social hierarchy, and you're suddenly exposed to a lot of new opportunities you didn't have before, including opportunities to engage in behavior that is not good for your marriage, such as, you know, extramarital affairs and so on. And we know from other studies that males tend to be more likely to act on these opportunities than women. If you're nominated but not win, on the other hand, we also know from other studies that men tend to be more aggressive or more disappointed in their reaction to those kind of like, oh, I almost got it, but I didn't. So what we are showing in this study is that participating in these type of high stakes tournaments can have consequences personally, and it seems like women are then better at handling those kind of rapid transitions in their professional lives, at least. It's not reflected negatively on their marriages.
Something to think about as we watch them walk the red carpet on Sunday night, and I guess to Best Actor nominee Benedict Cumberbatch, who only got married a few days ago. I guess we say good luck, we think.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And we hope that he's smart enough to really think about it. Oh, my God, if I win this Oscar, it'll be wonderful for me professionally, but now I have to keep myself grounded in who I am and why it was in the first place that I ended up being so successful, and not, you know, do like we see many actors do. Suddenly they begin to change, and they begin to, as we quote a marriage counselor in our study, take advantage of all these extramarital opportunities that pops up and suddenly becomes very salient for them. But it's, of course, not only actors. We see it in all different kind of professions. You know, you can think of a Justin Bieber suddenly getting very, very famous and popular and out of control. But you can also think about CEOs moving up in the hierarchy, suddenly getting a lot of attention and beginning to do all different kind of non-productive things. Things that they might find natural to do, because I'm the king of the hill here. I'm the big shot, right? So I should have a little more leeway in my behavior, but it can be punished.
Some fascinating insights. Michael Jensen, professor at U of M's Ross School of Business. Michael, thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure, and thank you for calling me.